little bit. I mean, I think that's always the case when you listen back to things, it reminds you of... it can be surprising, you know, if you haven't heard something for a long time, you can think, oh, I've forgotten all about that, you know. Especially when you get multi-tracks out. I mean, it's not so much with this, because you're just listening to the finished masters and I'm quite familiar with them all, really. But when you get multi-tracks out, like the Depeche Mode 5.1, for example, and you put up the individual sounds, you think, I do not remember that doing that. And how the hell did... What was that? You know, why? What were we thinking when we did this sound? And that kind of thing. Or you get, what you say, you get this memory, very, very strong memory of... It's like a smell, you know, that reminds you of something. It's... you remember exactly how you recorded something, where you were, what room it was, how the weather was doing, everything comes back to you, you know, in an instant. The sound is can be very evocative. Thank you, Madonna.
Yes.
Sound can be very evocative. Actually, music can be very evocative of memory for memory, just like smell can be. You know, mm-hmm. It's a different part of the subconscious that works,
that's gross,
than visual, say.